Okay, we're going to call to order. It is Wednesday, April 16th. We're meeting here in the Cedar View Motwell Conference Room. We have every board member here, but I'll name names. So we have Tracy Michaels is here, Dean Powell's here, Adam Kendall's here, me, Brett Powell is here, Mikhail Despain is here, Judy Hamblin, and also Kim Bastian is here. Attendance. Let's go down. Any public comments? If there is not any conflict of interest from the agenda.
I'm not sure if we're going to talk about right-of-ways on the Victory Pipeline or not, but I might if we did.
Okay, if you do, okay. So let's go down to approval of bills. We have a chance to look at the bills on the back of their agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills as written.
I'll accept on that motion.
Judy, a second? Okay. We'll give Aaron a chance to write down names. Dean made a motion and Judy seconded.
It'd be a small bill,
if you have one. Yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any objections for it? There is none, motion carries. Okay, let's go down to approval of minutes. Has anyone had a chance to look
in? Make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
As corrected, you contacted, good, okay. Hey, do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, Dean seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? There is none. Motion carries.
We need to clarify that. So these are the minutes for the last board meeting.
Yes.
In 319. And then we'll also need to...
Oh, so we have another...
And then 331, too. We'll need
is
to...
Is there two more?
Yeah, there's just the two. So 331.
Okay, so we have the, let's go back then and approve the minutes for board meeting for 319.
Okay, so that's what we just did, right?
Yeah, that's what we just did. So we can do that. Let's do the one for 331. This is for the building.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we accept those minutes. For the building authority?
For the building authority.
I'll second that.
Okay, Tracy seconds it. All in favor?
All right.
Any objections? There is none. Motion carries. Yeah, that's good you brought that up.
And what which other one did you say?
It was for the building
board meeting and the building authority.
Oh, I thought you said there was another one too.
No,
that's just
the two, yeah. Okay. We're gonna go to one of the main things for this meeting. I need to read this and then we will do a roll call vote. So it says Cedar View Motwell Special Service District items. It says public hearing of the building authority on the proposed lease revenue bonds in the amount of not to exceed $550,000 for a district building. Number two, resolution of district to approve the building authority to issue $430,000 in lease revenue bonds for a district building. Number three, resolution of building authority approving the issuance by the building authority of $430,000 in lease revenue bonds for a district building. So we're going to go on a roll call vote on this. We've done this several times. We'll go around the room. Tracy.
Do we have to make a motion to approve?
Oh, yes, we do. We need
to make a motion to approve this.
I got a question.
Okay.
Does this need to be done in an open meeting?
It was just on to be on our agenda, not the,
sure.
Yeah. That's what I was questioned too, but.
So what does this mean exactly? So we're talking about 550 and then 430.
The 550, they threw that number in. The 430 is at the actual loan we are going to be paying back.
Oh, okay.
And that.
And so we have to lease it? The district has to lease it from the building authority?
The district has to lease it from the building authority.
Yeah, it's the way that we can use our tax revenue instead of the water revenue, is what this is set up to do.
So will the district not own the building?
We will.
The authority will?
It's all the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we
it's
have
one and the same, just a different way of doing things.
Okay.
So we can use the tax dollars instead of revenue.
Okay, so we had a motion and we had a second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a second from Dean. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote now. We'll start with Tracy. You in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Dean?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay, Mikhail?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's in favor. Motion carries. So that was the main thing we needed to do. Okay, we're going to turn some time over to Sunrise.
Okay.
Before you start talking, Sawyer, do you have things you need to discuss, or?
I was waiting for the mayor.
Okay.
So if he doesn't show,
we'll keep going until to a stopping point.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay, I'll try to be not too lengthy. So this update on all the different projects. First off, lead and copper, there aren't really any updates. So they haven't come up with anything new that we need to do at the moment. Tribal easements, not really much movement there either. The tribal lawyers still have not met with the business committee. I'm guessing it's because of the elections that are going on, about to go on, have gone on, however long that takes. And then, as far as contacting the allottees to get their agreements, I've been doing a little, but I've been mostly had that on the back burner to try to get the master plan done and the other projects done as well.
I was curious. I've got a question about that. So, are all of these tribal right-of-ways like definitely needed? Because I know like the plan changes sometimes, and like it might have changed where there used to need to be a right-of-way and now there isn't. Were those removed?
So all of them were just along roads, like the main roads. So like 10,000 North, 11,000 North, North Neola. We didn't go after any that were like, we were assuming we had to go cross country or anything like that. It was just along all the main roads where there was tribal on both sides, and so you had to go on one side or the other.
Like, could a map be looked at and we could be like, okay, we don't need to go through there because we could go around here or something.
These ones were going to have to go through. Yeah. It's like he was saying, 10,000 North and 11,000 North from Uinta Canyon Road to 3,000 West.
So
where we'll have lines going across,
so
no matter what.
That and feel confident that we don't need all these.
There's no other straightforward ways to go across. Like, say if you had a 40 as a tribal piece and you had to go across it along the road, I mean, you could maybe try to talk to the people all around this 40 and you go along three sides of it to get around to the other side. That's three times as long. As far.
Creates a problem for large.
Stuff like that.
It takes it off the main road, too.
Yeah, it takes it off the main road. So, like, there are technically options, but not very good ones.
Okay.
So
I was just thinking, if it's going to take forever to get these and going to cost a ton of money, maybe we should sit down and analyze the plan and be like, okay, can we get away with not getting these?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably worth recapping that money that's being used for this, as crazy as it sounds, was the remaining money from the original project that started the system. Like, there was some money left over, and you guys were using that, got a scope change to be able to use that to go after these tribal right-of-ways. So it's not really, like, costing you extra until the tribe agreement came back at the 95,000 that we talked about that put you over what you had left.
The tribal election.
I don't know. I was thinking mid summer sometime or something, June-ish.
End of June.
Were they
in
there?
It's sometime around there. But
they have a primary, I think, in May, and then in June they have the other one, I think.
All I know is it seems to stall things way for a way longer period of time than you think it should. But
yeah.
I mean, the good news is like it's taking a long time, but I'm not like actually doing a lot other than check stack with them. So it's not like it's taking me hours and hours into the budget or anything like that. So
okay.
It just
I just had the thought this past week, I thought maybe we should analyze what we're trying to get and see if there's something
yeah.
we need. But it sounds like you guys have made sure what we're trying to get is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I mean, the thought at the beginning was let's try to do this all in one go, get all the easements you will need it once you build out along all the different rows. So, I mean, you could start looking at, well, you know, Nephi Bench, there's a handful along there. That's probably not going to be built for quite a while. So you could just be like, well, maybe we just don't go after those ones that doesn't cost you those. But then when it eventually does get to that point, you
it could
will
take
have
10,
to do it.
10 years to get it done. Why
yeah.
you not just get it done?
Well, if plans change and we never need them. And would it, do you think it would have any sway? It probably wouldn't, but if we were to, like, because, I mean, right now they have no urgency at all
yeah.
to get this done. And if we were to come back and like, you know, we actually don't need all those right away, we just need this one or something, they'd be like, oh, crap, like, we could have gotten something out of that, and now we dragged our feet, and now we're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, all right, let's just do it. Like, I don't know, do you think that would have any sway at all?
I think
like,
it'd be better to do them all at once.
That's
it. Cherry pick, because you're going to have to go through this all over again.
That's exactly what the state asked us to do with the funding we received. It was grant, and they asked us to get everything
yeah.
in the district done.
And at the moment, the issue, the big issue is just getting to be able to appear before the business committee, because they're like apparently not meeting at all at the moment, it seems.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a pain. It's a real pain. But...
Okay.
It's
maybe this year.
Work you work with. Okay, master plan. I did yesterday email out the master plan to everybody for you to look at. We are, in the email, I explained that we are having issues with our hydraulic model, fire flow specifically, so there's a spot that I've left that blank. I was just like, I can't hold off sending it to you guys anymore, so I just sent it. And it says the same thing we went over last month, so.
Okay.
Do you know if the master plan has to be opened on the computer?
Yours actually did come back. I have to figure out how to get it sent to you. Yours now.
It tells me to sign into Microsoft or something.
It's where you live.
It's where I live.
Yeah. That black hole won't receive anything.
It should just need a PDF.
It only goes to the
PDFs. So are there any questions about the master plan?
So does this make it done, or?
Other than waiting to get the fire flow stuff resolved for the hydraulic model, everything is done.
Okay.
The water conservation plan, emergency response plan, connection fee analysis, user rate analysis, impact fee analysis, all of them are done.
The last email I got was about the tree. That one didn't come through from me.
About the what?
Your master plan. You said you sent yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Either.
You better double check that. I haven't made it that
I'll
far in my emails.
I'll try. It's pretty big. I won't tell you with all the appendices. It's like 150 pages.
Can you like send a link to a cloud?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll try sending it with a link instead of actually attaching it.
Was
so,
it under the Jeff and Merv or? Oh, that wouldn't be it.
No, that was a different one.
Jeff and Eric, wasn't that?
Can't get it either.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But yeah, link
clearly went well.
No, he forgot to hit
Mark,
send.
It's probably sitting in Dropbox.
I got an email with a link, but it just doesn't open on my phone. I haven't had time to try to open on my computer.
Okay, I'll send it.
Okay.
Operations building. So it seems things seem to be on track with Eric Johnson closing the or doing the building authority and closing the loan. scared me yesterday, making me think that we had not done procurement right, and then we had. So, but it scared the Jesus out of me. And then Robinson, they are still expecting the building on the 28th, and they do have the design done, which they sent, but I just realized a little bit ago today that it didn't go to everybody necessarily. It went to, I think, Aaron and Brent and me. Do we need to forward that to everybody?
I would forward it to everybody so they all have it.
Looking it over, it looked like it is in line with what was discussed and everything, so. But everyone should probably look it over before.
My only concern is when you talk to him, that site hasn't been cleaned for a place to have them drop that building off. Were they planning on doing that before?
I don't know. I assume he's planning on doing that the
next couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, he has the equipment to do it, so I'm sure.
When he brings it out, he'll spend a day.
Yeah, dropping it. He's in charge of dropping it and clearing the site. He would do it without cleaning the site off. Or,
I mean, it is until the 28th, he said, that it's coming. So he's got a week and a half or so. And then he was hoping to get the updated budget to us by the end of this week.
The revised one, okay.
The revised one.
Okay.
Okay, the Victory Project. The loan closing, I've been talking to Heather, getting the last few things together. Last couple things I need, I talked to JR today about, are the wet, actual physically signed easement that they already gave us, and then the agreement extension between the two of you and Duchesne County Water Conservancy that we've been discussing. Then loan should be ready to close at that point. And construction is still being planned for July.
Okay, now when was a hard date for that loan to close to where we can start?
We haven't set the actual date for the loan to close because I didn't know how long it might
take. Okay, I'm going to put that down that we need a hard date. Okay.
Then there is the, related to all that, there is the pump station. I talked to Brent already about this a week or so ago. The Mountain Line was saying that it takes about 4 months from when we say go to when it actually can get delivered. So we're kind of needing to say go as soon as we can. So we want to get your thoughts on that.
4 months to deliver it.
Well, they've got a manufacturer and all that jazz, yeah, to actually get it here.
So they want money up front or what?
That is the problem. The first part up front, which would probably be about a month or so after you actually give them the go-ahead, is 30%, which would be about $84,000. Theoretically, we're going to have the loan closed by then, but we didn't want to bank on that without discussing it with everybody.
Okay, I don't know if it's too late to change, but I have a suggestion if possible. I know, for example, Ted Brooksby, he won't use Mountain anymore because of that. There's an outfit in Vernal, I can't remember what it's called,
another water company?
Oh, yeah.
Who's another one over there, Dean?
Would be Wynn Nelson.
Wynn Nelson. Brooksby goes through Wynn Nelson because of this exact reason. Brooksby was their number one account. He was the number one account for them. And he said that all they do was do this exact same thing to him. And he said, you know, going to Wynn's out in the Invernal, the service is twice as good, twice as fast, and the prices are the same.
Are you talking about the time out? Like the length of time to get it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's exactly why Brooksby won't go through Mountain anymore. Even though Mountain Land's literally 2 minutes from his house, he won't use them.
Yeah.
He'll go to Vernal to get stuff. Because Vernal will actually deliver for free as well. The Wynn
Yeah.
I mean, so if it's not too late, maybe we could call them and ask them if they can do something better in 4 months.
If, I mean, we have signed the go-ahead for the design, like they've designed it. I'd have to look to see where exactly
what the option is. Huh?
Yeah, what the option is.
I mean, maybe end of the design, say, can you match this, and what could be your time frame to get it? I can say, go.
Is this for the pump?
I can't imagine they say 4 months.
Pump station.
Pump station. Yeah.
I've heard that and I've seen that, so that's why I bring that up, because that is a thing.
That's something we probably should have discussed earlier in the project, because
yeah.
We're kind of committed already.
We did a bit.
But I mean,
it is a pretty complicated piece. It's everything related to pump station on a skid steer delivered all day. It's not just like one.
The point is, the 4 months is now it's interfering with our funding, where the funding wants to be taken place. So that's the reason why I brought that up, is because if they can deliver the same product for the same price in half the time.
But
the time really is not a factor, because we won't be ready for the pump station until
September,
October.
They won't take the funding?
No, they won't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's not affecting us yet, but if we wait too much longer, it might start.
That's what I understood. Because
if you think about it, it's April now, so if we don't tell them until May, then it's September that it's being delivered, which is right about when we need it, but if we delay too much longer than that, it's going to start.
Yeah, I think we need to check into it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to make a phone call.
Yeah.
I've heard the same about Wayne Nelson being really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work for this pump because we've already talked to them, but maybe for other projects and supplies in the future.
I got comfortable for that same reason.
Yeah.
And I did go through Mountain Night because they just don't have things to stop, and then they tell you it's going to take forever to get it. It's just, it's horrible.
Okay, I'll check into it.
Okay.
Then there is the Cedar View and Cedar Ridge subdivisions. Those easements we're needing there. I have talked to, or I've sent the initial draft of easements to Kendall and Melgosa. So they're looking those over. We'll see what they say, come back with. We've sent certified letters to all the other parcels owners. I've spoken to three of them, and they seem positive, so they wanted theirs sent, so we included the draft easement to them too. And then look, with those five, really we only need one more. So I haven't been able to get a hold of her or the phone. We sent a letter, so we'll see if she gets it, signs for it. She contacts us. Any questions about that?
You'll mow by Friday?
I have no idea. With that being said, if anyone happens to know who Julia Nesson is, that would be great to know.
You might. So that's what I was going to say. Let's send a contact or whatever to each board member.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Let me go home and check that
go
out.
Go check. That would be great.
Sounds familiar, huh?
Because we found probably, I'm not kidding, at least 15 possible phone numbers, and none of them were her. So. Okay.
She's got the Rolodex.
So, and then the Kim's Farnsworth property. Kim is supposed to be getting back in May, said Merv, lines at Sunrise Title. And we'll be setting up a time to close that. That being said, do we want to, Adam brought up a possible site visit. Do we want to go look at the site just so people have a
I think that would probably be a good idea, so all of the board members are aware of exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
When somebody asks, or where you built
the
site.
Have a better idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It'd be good just to go and make sure there's not like a power line over it, a pipeline going through it.
Yeah. I sure hope not. Otherwise, I would be probably blind. What was that?
Is it the whole board of the Powell name down?
Yeah. Do we want to set that up now? What are your guys' thoughts?
What would you guys, as the board, like to?
Yeah, it's probably best.
What do you think of her date?
Gosh. Whenever.
Do you want to do it after the board meeting tonight, even, or?
Oh, after the board meeting tonight.
What?
Still light.
It should be. We're about done until we deal with Roosevelt. Then this might go to midnight.
I would say not to midnight.
Okay.
How about the next meeting?
Okay.
We'll plan just to do it.
After the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
The same evening.
Unless we have to have another.
That's May 21st.
We might be closed by then.
Yeah, we'll I was going to say, we might be closing with Kim before then. We should probably do it before that.
Okay.
So I guess that's the answer. Before, in the next 2 weeks would probably be best.
Yeah. Let me just finish this one quick and go.
Yeah, I could do it if it's not like a super long meeting.
It doesn't get dark until 8. We're going on 6.
We'll see if we're
over
late.
For tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just get it over with.
Okay, the last thing. This is a far out there thing, and it's a right in our face thing. So every once in a while, Congress folks can try to get funding for projects, specific projects. The last one we did was in 2020, and we are just got released the funds now. So it takes a while, multiple years usually. But the benefit is it's a big chunk of grant. So the one we just found out about, it's due next week, letting them know if you want to try for it. And it's 75% grant.
How much funding is there possible?
There's no real limit, basically.
So it's like you present a project.
You present a project and they say, oh yeah, okay, that fits what we would like to fund, that fits criteria. With 75% grant, so the thought that my boss and I were discussing was, if you could get 75% grant from this source, then you have 25% left to go to like CIB or Drink the Water with, and maybe get 50-50 of just that.
So who's the funding through?
It's going to end up going through rural development.
Rural development
is who's going to administer it.
Try to get the next phase going.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what our thought was.
That's a short deadline.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
But a lot of it's thrown on you because you. You'd have to come up with what.
Yeah, you'd make it a little difficult on me to try to throw together stuff. But, yeah.
I was going to say, how much detail did they have to have?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. I got to dig into it.
Okay.
And you've got most of our information anyway.
I mean, I have cost estimates. I have, we just did the master plan, so we have a bunch of information about future projects, but. We wanted your thoughts.
Well, yeah, we should discuss what
how
we want.
Much you want to go for.
Yeah. We can do that in a closed meeting, and okay. Since it's dealing with funding money.
Okay.
I know they don't
live. Yeah.
How much will the rest of the master plan cost?
How much of the what?
Will the rest of the master plan cost?
Oh, like
a lot.
That there was a specific grant just for the master plan. It was a grant.
No,
the rest of the actual projects.
Oh, the actual project?
It's a huge amount, like
$100 million.
I think it's like getting close to 40 or 50 million now with increase in costs. So, yeah.
But it would be nice to figure out and maybe put in. I mean, and see if we can get it for the next phase.
Great funding opportunity came along. Like, that'd be great to just know, okay, we're going to work on this part of the master plan next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where it seems to take a couple of years before it really even happens, you've got time.
By the
end of
the
tribal.
Okay.
You can always say,
it's
close. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah. That's an idea. Yeah.
Okay. So we can discuss it. In,
okay. Great.
Close me.
That's all I got.
Okay, that's all you've got? Okay, we're going to let Roosevelt under public comments speak for a minute unless you want to go into a closed meeting.
Oh, no.
Okay, you can come up.
Thanks,
Mayor.
Allow us to speak for a second.
Welcome.
Thank you. So we've been trying to hammer through, you know, we talked about several different aspects of things that we want to, loose ends we want to tie up with CW Mutt. Well, one of them was the right of way, so we'll get that taken care of. Sounds like the wet copy you're missing, so we'll get that taken care of.
Exactly.
Teddy's playground.
That was on me. I'm sorry, guys. I turned in the wrong one. I didn't know.
We'll get you taken care of. So tomorrow, if we need to, we'll print it off again and sign it and bring it to you.
Yeah, we just need the originals. What the county needs, the original. And it was turned in to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get the original, an original, however we need to do that. Get that to you. It sounds like we need to get to you fairly quickly. And then the agreement, the agreement for the water coming from Hayden and the Victory Pipeline Exchange and all that, we'll work on getting that a renewal for you.
Okay.
So, the other thing is the pipeline, the 12-inch pipeline that we talked about on the Page Bench. So we have negotiated a price of about $1.7 million. We were going to assume the loan, and then so we would take on that liability and then pay the difference. So what we're needing right now is that loan amount. On May 6th, we're going to go, and I know we have a roundabout number, but I need, how do we get an exact number on that?
We've got it in the office. We can get you one, just our pay, whatever, calendar, whatever it is. Payoff amount, yeah.
If you can get us the payoff amount.
Yeah.
We were quite concerned that we were going to be able to find enough money to pay the difference, because it's going to be, you know, close to $1 million that we just have to come out of our coffers, but we did find a way to do that. So now we're like, okay, and we're kind of under the gun too, because we need to get it done fairly quickly. So if we can get that payoff amount, I can get that before our council on May 6th, present them with the rest of the project information and get that approved. I know there was a concern with the connection in North Crescent, that there was water going through there still, and that hasn't been paid for. Just so that this group knows, whatever that amount ends up being, even if we're still using water, until we get that initial payment done, we'll be done at $1 per 1,000. So if we're using water through there, just know that the number we talked about before, if that changed, that's fine. We're still going to pay that amount until that contract's in place, and then it'll drop to the 35 cents that we negotiated.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that everybody's at ease. We're not trying to pull.
When are you planning to do this?
And we can do that on that one. Yeah. We were just trying to figure it out, and I told Brent last time we met, because we didn't have a clear path on how to get the paint, because we were going to do that with the Page Bench. The $1.7 million included the $90,000 at that time for that payout over there. And so when we ran into problems with, man, how are we going to find the money to actually make all this work, I told Brent, I said, we might have to split that off, but now it looks like everything's lining up to where we can get it all done and just take care of it all. So.
So how soon do you need the payoff? Within the next week,
weeks? I'll need it a week before 6th, at least.
A week before May 6th.
So I can submit it to our,
Aaron's
on our, and read it on our agenda.
I just need it a week before May 6th.
Okay, so we.
So it gives us roughly a week and a half to get it there.
We'll exchange the one we need for the.
Yeah, that's fine. But I think other than that, those are kind of the three different things that have been hanging out there. We'll tie up the one for the right of way, get that taken care of. I'll have Sawyer get a new, and it'll change. It'll change up to the date.
We
sign that paperwork, and that's okay. But just so everybody understands, whatever that number is, that's what we'll pay, because that's what we said we'd do.
Great.
So.
Sawyer didn't go break the meter, though, did you?
Not that I know. I told him
to see if he
can get
it. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's where we're at. And so as soon as we get those numbers, we can get that to the council. Jeff, how do you want to handle it with CIB? Because they said that it was possible that we'd assume that loan. Do you want us to contact them? How do you want to work that? I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but just want to make sure that we're being diligent.
I would probably say you contact them so you have the correct information directly from CIB.
Okay.
And that would be the best.
Okay. And you guys will have to payment amount. I don't know if they'll divulge that to us, but we might have to have, I don't know, we'll contact them as well and just start working on it.
Your pay amount may change if you assume that loan or whatever. However,
yeah,
you do
sure.
that, yours could go way down.
Yeah, and if there's anything that you need from us, I'm sure we can provide it.
Okay. Well, we'll get working on it in between now and May 6th. If you'll see if you can get the payout amount, we'll start communication with CIB to get that process going. How this happened is we actually got a grant. We talked about running another pipeline instead of purchasing that one, running another pipeline from a line that we have. And so we've got money to do that. And they did say that they would allow us to use that money for this purchase.
Oh, awesome.
But now we're kind of under the gun because now we've got time for it. We've got to use
yeah.
that money.
Yep.
And they want us to get it done.
Commitments done, huh?
Yeah. So we were at a standstill, and then all of a sudden it's like 100 miles an hour, let's go.
Yeah.
So, but the good thing is everything's lining up and looking good. And I guess the other thing is just wanting to kind of make sure that that's still the direction everybody wants to go.
Yes.
And so we'll put the pedal to the metal. So.
Yep. Still.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all we have.
I got a question for Slater.
Really?
You want to play with us?
I'm not putting it on the last day.
It's
not
that bad. I'm going to give it to you.
When you guys had that pipeline built around 4,000 North, before that time, we had pressure coming from the Neola Highway over to the vault at about 184 pounds of pressure. And since then, it's dropped to like 154 pounds of pressure. The problem is, we don't have enough pressure to fill our tank up in the sea of view. We can only get it about half full.
That's where the tank's staying, so that water's not being circulated. It's not going
yeah.
up and then shutting it off and coming back down.
I just wondered if
then.
You could look into it and
yeah,
see if something got messed with. Or
yeah, so I know we're still giving you 150 from the top of the hill, so I don't know.
Because our SCADA system showed before that time we was getting like 184 pounds.
Yeah.
And now it's dropped to 154, which is not allowing our CW tank to fill up past 13 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just barely about half.
Yeah, I'll dig into it.
Yeah, if you can find
it. Alan called me and said that if he can find it, if he has no problem, he'd call me back. He never did, but I'll dig into it.
Yes, go look into it. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And we did credit like 300,000 gallons because of all that happened.
Oh, okay. Thank
so,
you. Yeah.
You didn't get charged. I thought about a lot. I was going to be like, wait a second. We had a thing.
So that was a lot of water you lost real quick.
Yeah.
And when did this happen? I must have been out of the country.
It was end of February.
Oh. Yeah.
They had a box truck leave the road on 4,000 North at about 2,500 West.
Yeah. Really?
Took out the fire hydrant. But in the meantime, while you guys are working on that, you're lying down south of Reject Ridge right there, blue.
Blue part. Yeah. It sent
it
water
blew.
Through everything. Blew
out. Oh, that,
that's,
oh my gosh.
Yep. Yep.
So you had a double problem.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that update.
Yeah.
I think that helps to have that first-hand communication for all of us, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm just glad that it's working out. We were kind of scratching our heads there for a minute, like how are we gonna come up with the money? We wanted to see if it was possible in theory.
Right.
And then when it was a possibility, then we had to go back and look at all our finances and say, okay, how are we just gonna come up with $1 million out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Thin air.
Don't pay the mayor.
Yes.
City council.
That was saving like $750,000.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you guys have any questions?
Yeah, thanks. We'll get that stuff to you.
AJ's and Brent have been our points of contact, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aaron's
really
on top of it, so I'm sure he'll get it to you
yeah.
ASAP.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You guys.
Okay. Okay, we will go down to water manager items.
To be honest, I don't know of anything besides a hookup that's going to happen tomorrow that I got supplies over to. Other than that, that's the only thing I don't know of. I don't know of anything else that's going on.
Yeah. You brought up
parts are being ordered for more hookups. The location, it's Mindy's daughter's place.
Yeah, Amy's
just
place.
Last Mike Jensen's to the west of that.
West of Mike Jensen's. The home's going, it's being framed right now. You can see it. And you brought up what was going on with the water tank, so that was good with Roosevelt here.
Yeah, I figured it since Alan's having a hard time getting hold of
it. Okay, we will go down to office manager.
Okay, I have some reports for you. So, our W-2 reporting to the state of Utah, the beginning of this year, we had Polaris help us get our W-2s filed with the federal government. There was some miscommunication on their part with us. They have taken responsibility for their actions. So what happened is we haven't been receiving paper letters from the state. So as we went into pay first quarter this year, realized that W-2s hadn't been filed with the state of Utah. And in doing that, talked to Polaris, like, we signed a contract with you, why are we not having this filed? And so the paper that I had was showing if we didn't, they'd put a lien on the property within the end of this month. We've taken care of that. Polaris has owned it. They will credit us back the $60 that we had to pay in penalty deducted from our bill there. That will not happen again. We're going to be pretty vigilant in watching TAP, which is the state processing for payments now, because for some reason we are not receiving paper statements from them or paper communication. It was ironic. Two days after I paid it, I got the letter from the state of Utah, which was late. So that's an issue.
I know they send a lot of letters electronically.
Yes.
In TAP.
And we haven't been getting any email, anything like that, but in TAP. So going forward, TAP will be viewed at least once a month, if not once a week, just so that we don't have that issue again, because that was a problem. And so, but that's been resolved. Other good news is Brent and Judy came in. We did the Utah Local Trust for our risk management for the state of Utah. And so I got information back from the state. They were happy. We definitely meet all their requirements. We don't have any changes. So that was good news. And then the adoption of the CCR report, heard back from Brandy Smith at the Division of Drinking Water. She's also the state's contact for EPA. And this may sound familiar from last meeting. What I'm reporting on in this meeting is that she approved all of our efforts for CCR. We've met all of the requirements. So when we had our issue with the system last year with our tests not getting to Chemtech Ford because of just miscommunication there, that has now met that requirement. So we don't have to send anything out to get any more back from anybody else on that. So that's good. And then the other thing is Windows 10 is expiring this year, which this will require us to buy another computer. Because in October, this computer, so just so that you're aware, this computer was purchased back when the district was formed. It's never had another computer. They have had a refit for the computer that was done a couple years ago, but that was kind of a patch on the computer to keep it going. And so the Robert from Techers Design stopped by and said, hey, you know, Windows 10 is going out. You may want to start looking at a computer. He wanted us to buy a computer from him. I've talked with Brent about this because as we're building the new building, there may be some other technical support that we may need, as well as security needs there. And so that was one of the things I was going to bring up tonight is Brent and I talked about Spectra, which is Strata's IT arm. they do cloud services. So if we were to have them do our cloud services, we would discontinue using Backblaze. They'd be our phone service too. We'd have phone in the office again that would come over VoIP. VoIP is voice over internet path. And so we would have that option. We'd also have other things. They may be able to help us with our electronic needs as far as having microphones for our meeting in the new facility there too as well. We need to reach out to them. And so before we did that, we wanted to talk to all of you and get your thoughts on it before we move forward with that and seeing what we can get about a quote or things like that. So anybody have any feelings either way there?
With the computer,
with
technical
support.
And I can speak to experience. We've dealt with PC laptops. They're out of Provo, and they have lifetime warranty on their products. And they stand behind it. We've purchased multiple computers and desktops and laptops. We've done both. And the service is impeccable, and it is lifetime. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years down the road, they will do it for free. They'll clean it, even if it's not their fault. They'll transfer files, and they'll give you tech support off the phone. If you can do it yourself, they won't charge you. Once you're their customer, they act like their computer, and they will help you over the phone. If it's something you can't do by yourself and you can bring it in, you simply bring it down to them. Now granted, it's driving the Provo, so that's kind of a hassle, but the service is impeccable, and they do stand behind their product. And they make a good product, and they actually, they're not any higher price than anybody else in the market for their products. You think, okay, well, you're paying 25% more because you're paying, you're not. You're getting the same price and you get quality components in your computer. So based on our experience, I would recommend PC laptops.
And your wife is on her computer 8 hours a day?
Probably. Oh, yeah, she works. Mm-hmm. Prior to PC laptops, it was a totally awesome computer. PC laptops, they merged, and Totally Awesome shut his portion down, and PC laptops took over the desktop portion of it, and that was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, that's something you can look in.
Yeah, they don't have to pay, but they will offer free tech support on the phone. So if you can do it on the phone, they will help you. If they can't pick up the phone, just bring it down, they'll fix it for free.
Buy a computer from the old man.
My suggestion would be to look into Spectra, where it's a local company, and if they have more than just computers, they have the phone system, they have security, they have all that. My experience with Spectra has been really good. If you need anything updated or changed, you just call them and they're there. And I think it would be good to probably order a new Windows 11 computer through them if we decide to use them for our new building.
And that's the one nice thing too. I have to disclose this because I was employee of Strata, which is the parent company of Spectra. So I'm not 100% for Spectra, it's just an option that's local to the base. And so
we have also had TechCrisp build a lot of our computers for the office that I work in, and they've been great as well. So.
And TechCrisp
hurt to get a price for both.
Yeah.
Right.
TechCrisp Design, when I visited with Robert about what they do for things, they are strictly computers. They're like PC laptops.
Uh-huh.
So when we talk about technical needs, like with Spectra, because Spectra actually houses, so we pay right now for Backblaze, which is our backing up of all of our data. Spectra has housing here in the Uinta Basin under secure. Under 24-hour security, as well as 24-hour support that's local. Not only that, with Wise Boxes, which are a computer system, but they're a box that connects to through the internet to their main. So your main computer, your what is it? Your your server. So the server would be off-site. It wouldn't even be located. For security reasons, having a server off-site in a secured location is a really good thing, because now that we're thinking, we're moving, so we got to get out of the mindset that we're here into this building with all of this here. Once we're out there, nothing says that we aren't going to get broken into at least once out there. because there's nobody there. It's not a manned site, and there's nothing around it. And so by having a computer system that's housed off-site too as well, our laptop that we have could be able to remote into the server, and we no longer store anything at the site as far as electronic files. They're all held somewhere else. And that doesn't necessarily mean that needs to be Spectra, but having that done, as well as security systems, if they were to help to install cameras for us to be able to monitor our facility, Spectra, PC laptops, they don't do that. They do computers. I'm familiar with PC laptops.
Tekris,
yeah, Tekris design. So they are specified for this niche, and we need to broaden our perspectives to this niche now, because as we move up to the new building, we're going to have a lot more options. As I've been pricing out, I went on to Amazon, was looking at, and it was pretty reasonable, it's about $2,500 for a voice system, for having mics and that too as well. Now, if we were to have a consultation with somebody like Spectra, another IT company like that, they may be able to provide that at a better cost to us, or we may be able to lease the equipment where the equipment is upgraded as it comes about too as well. So. Just some other options there. Well, I want you to have all the information, not just the little piece of information. The here and now is the main thing is we need a new computer again, because this is a problem.
You recently got a laptop though, right? So
that acts as our server.
Okay.
So the server is kept away from the other computer completely. So what had happened is because now we have an employee that uses Polaris offsite. And in order for the laptop to work like it's supposed to as our server, I can't be logged on to Polaris and have him logged on to Polaris. If I log in from this machine over here, it will log on to the server. And if he logs on over here, it logs on to the server. If I log on, I become the administrator, and it blocks everybody from getting on to the server.
How soon do you need a new computer?
So before October. So,
I think we need to get prices from two or three different companies, maybe everyone that's been mentioned. And we got to also look at the cost. We don't want to go overboard. Because we kind of did away with the landline here because we was trying to save money. So we got to keep the cost down.
Yeah, will we need a landline up there?
No.
No.
And the reason why I say that is, that's just one option that they have in that office, or it may be a part of just the service that they provide. I know a lot with businesses, they'll do that. That's just part of a package deal that they have there. And then there's easy ways of forwarding stuff too as well. That's just an option. So if we were to get a cost analysis from them and actually see what the pricing would break out to, then we'd really know what we'd be talking about as far as that. And I could get that done before next meeting with your permission and move forward with that, and then come back to the board next month and present a few options that I've come up with for solutions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's some kind of bundle deals that Spectra does. Be interested in those.
And while you're checking on the 11, see how far 12 is out.
Yeah, go ahead. Have them build it before they release it. Okay, if there's not any other things, I'm going to ask for somebody to make a motion so that we can go into a closed session. And if you've noticed on your agenda, we are now required to put on the agenda what we're going to discuss in closed meetings.
I make a motion to go into a closed session for the CMSSB building funding, Roosevelt City Items, and Victory Pipeline Funding.
So before we do that, I do want to talk about something in the closed meeting about the tribal right-of-ways.
In the closed meeting?
Yes.
And tribal right-of-ways.
Okay, well, we can discuss it. We can't bring it back out and vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Not in this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. I second the motion.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? There is none? Okay. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to go into a closed meeting, so we'll let Aaron change the tape recordings. Got it shut off?
I make a motion that we go back into a public meeting.
And I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any abstain or any against? If not, motion carries. We're back into a public meeting now. So we have a motion to...
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. You don't need a second.
Do we want to go up to the site? Do we want...
I can't go tonight, but you guys want to go on this.
Okay. How about whoever wants...